Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
Yeah. Jason and I were talking about camping, and I invited him to Natural Farms LC Campground. If you'd like to join us, then, of course, the whole GCN family is invited to camp with us. Of course, all the instructors as well. And, class, if you're interested, you're certainly welcome. Kyle's with us. Kyle, I just want to let you know that, you know, some people are saying, so what's taking so long about the campground? Well, we just got approved by the state of Missouri. And you might be wondering, now, why would Vin Fennelli register with the state of Missouri for camping? Well, there's one simple reason. The state of Missouri offers to agritourism businesses an insurance policy. So, and also prevention from being sued by people who get hurt while they are visiting agritourism sites. So if, you know, you step on a thorn or you get bitten by, you know, a snake or a tick and you're wearing flip-flops and you're out at some agritourism site, you can't sue the owner of the property. Okay, so Missouri holds harmless by statute the agritourism businesses that are registered. So it's a procedure. They investigate and make sure that you're for real, and they talk to you and those kinds of things. And so we got our certificate yesterday. So I'm all excited. And so the campground started out at 6 campsites, and it has grown. Before we had our first camper, it's now 26 campsites. It's got potable water, that's drinking water. It's got a bunkhouse. It's got a paddle boat. It's got a fish feeding pond. It's got fire pits at every single campsite. It's got the scavenger hunt for natural things like igneous rocks, sedimentary rocks. You can camp in tranquility. You can eat Natural Farms beef and eggs. And all in the middle of nowhere, along a creek. Every campsite has a creek on one side of it, and woods, and pasture. Every single one. So you have all three of those things. So it's not like you're near the creek. You're on the creek if you want to be, just within your campsite. Kyle, any thoughts?
Yeah, Vince, I'm seriously considering buying like a great big 31-foot four-season travel trailer and heading your direction and just sell out here. The only biggest problem I would have would be, would you mind me building a 40-by-60 shop on one of those campsites?
Well, you'd have enough room to do it. Really, each campsite would is big enough for more than two. Each campsite is way bigger than two of those shops. Seriously, but yeah, you know, it sounds great, and yeah, it's a whole different world for those who are city bound, apartment bound. The sounds of nature, the fresh air, you know, the freedom from the sirens and the horns and the car crashes and the, you know, all the noise and the boom, boom, boom of those boombox stereos and automobiles. It's not here. Even the trash isn't here. And, you know, there are people who are throwing McDonald's wrappers out the window, and we pick them up, but very, very few and far between, very few. And it bothers us when we see them, but it's pretty much left almost pristine. So that's what we've got. And Cass, if you want to see it, just go to Natural Farms LC, as in Limited Corporation, .com. Or you can go to a search engine and type Natural Farms Camping, and it'll bring you up to Hip Camp. Hip, HIPCAMP, and that's where the reservations can be taken. I haven't put the calendar in yet, but as soon as I do, you can make your reservation. It's really kind of nice, Kyle. And you know what? This project has been invigorating to the family. It's a big project. It's a new project, and you know, all eyes are focused on it. It's a central thinking point. Yesterday, Mrs. Finelli and I were out there with a string, and this is one of the lessons I've added to the book. So we have, across the woods from the farm proper, the farmhouse, if you will, there's a well. And we wanted to bring water, drinking water, down to the campsites. So the water line has to go through the woods. So how do you do that? With all these, you know, thousands and thousands of trees, how do you do that? So what we did was we took some baling twine, and we saved the baling twine from the bales that we unroll. We cut the baling twine off and keep it. And then, so I tied these 20-foot sections of baling twine together and made a 600-800-foot long spool. And Mrs. Finelli stood at one end of the woods, and I could see her from where I was. We were going to start running the water line through the woods. And then we went straight, I mean absolutely straight through the woods, the shortest path for this PVC potable water line. And so we have the location of where the water line is going to be run. And the next sunny day we have, we're going to unroll this huge spool. Actually, we have three spools of PVC 3/4-inch pipe. And it's going to run from the well down to the campground. Fortunately, it's downhill, so we won't be fighting gravity too much. It's not going to be a fire hose, per se. You know, there won't be there'll be 50 pounds of water pressure. Should be adequate. And, for drinking and those kinds of things, and filling canteens and buckets and that kind of thing. So that's kind of what we're up to. And it's been a lot of fun. It really has. It's hard, it's heavy, it's long. And, but I think it will be rewarding to our guests. Jason, thank you for engineering. And maybe Jason and the rest of the staff will, you know, over time, come out to the campground. That'd be great. And Kyle and the instructors. Kyle, I had a couple thoughts. I saw a video, and it was very disturbing. And it's mechanical inclined, or in nature. Class today, we'll be talking about spark plugs. We'll be talking about wheel bearings. We'll talk about wheels, oversized wheels. And electrical sockets, things that we think you need to know about. But I saw this video about, it was on the LA freeway. And cars are many lanes wide, traveling at high speeds, side by side. And on one of the left-hand lanes, I'm sorry, one of the right-hand lanes, there was a pickup truck, alleged to be a Silverado. And Silverado was just tooling along, and coming up slightly behind it in a faster lane, in the next lane over to the left, was this SUV. And the front left wheel, the front driver's wheel, came off this full-size pickup truck. It ran underneath the SUV. It threw the SUV about 10 feet in the air. This is no exaggeration. Flipped it up and over. And the SUV crashed back to earth. And then the tire smashed into the back of the SUV. This was an unbelievable situation. And I'd like to talk about why I think it happened. There are only a few reasons why wheels come off. I've seen one kind of like that firsthand back in 1993. We were traveling on the interstate in Virginia. I chartered a bus and to take my students to Atlanta, Georgia for the computer electronics show, largest in the world, and I thought my students needed to go. So I chartered a bus, and I sat in the front seat to keep the driver awake. And we saw, coming from the opposite direction, across the grass median, a tractor trailer, wheel and tire, rolling toward us, right toward the glass front of this big bus, like a Greyhound-type bus. And, you know, I mentioned to the driver, hey, you know, there's a wheel. And he was able to avoid it, and, you know, nobody crashed. But if you got hit by a wheel traveling, let's say, 50 miles an hour, in the front of a glass bus, it could have killed a whole bunch of people. The bus would have crashed for sure. So these wheels do come off. And there are several reasons why I believe wheels come off. Kyle, would you like to weigh in on why you think, or do you want me to go first?
Well, I don't mind if you go first, but I have. It's funny that you mentioned that, Vince, because I've seen that one time myself. Many years ago, I was just driving on the road, and there was, for some reason, another tractor-trailer-type tire and rim, but it was on a four-lane highway with no median in the middle. And somebody coming from on the other, there was a two lanes going one direction, and we were going two lanes going the other way. And one of them, somehow or another, the tire came off, crossed the median, and luckily there wasn't very many people. It was really kind of early in the morning. And this thing went plumb across the median, plumb across the two-lane road that we were on, and it was up ahead of me about, you know, 60 yards or so. It was easy to miss, and nobody else was out there. But that tire just kept right on going, and you know those things weigh—they got to weigh at least a couple of hundred pounds. They're or 150 at least. They're heavy duty, and they hit you, you know, coming at you, or even if they're going your direction and veer into the side of your car, it would be devastating. But I think a couple of reasons. One is that they don't get tightened down like they should. And two, they rust because of the salt that's on the road, and they can loosen up. Or possibly somebody puts lubricant on there and then doesn't re-torque the tires after a certain period of time. This is my initial thoughts on this. We haven't talked about this, by the way, folks. And the other thought I had on your campground, Vince, folks, you guys know that Vince does things, you know, he's a little OCD. And one of my best friends. And you can bet that whatever kind of a campground that is out there is going to be meticulously perfect. So I urge people, and if we get a chance, we will too, Vince. We'll visit you. But it's just coming up with, you know, being able to drive. But anyway, that's my thoughts on it, and I think folks should really take advantage of it. Anyway.
And Kyle, there's another thing that Rich and Bert and Sergey and I were talking about, and that would be having electronic communications, whether it be voice or voice and video, instructors teaching here at the farm, like once a month, have the campers get the experience of USA Prepares instructors teaching remotely or in person.
Life
great idea.
Full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend Kyle Harris in Montana. And Kyle is an electrician, commercial electrician, and over the years he's had various jobs. He's operated heavy equipment, and he has been at the service end as an advisor at dealerships to when customers come in and say, I've got a problem, and he helps diagnose the problem and then passes that off to the guys and gals who are going to be fixing the problem. So Kyle's had a lot of experience with the kinds of things that we're going to be talking about today. And so about those seminars that I mentioned. So in the past, we've had meetups, in-person meetups, where I would go to a restaurant and instructors and guests would attend. And we would teach seminars in person and remotely at the meetup. So, for example, I would lead the seminars with a remote instructor such as Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein. Matt would be in California, Rick Grants Pass, Oregon, Julia Shopik. We talk about low-dose naltrexone and other treatments for diseases that doctors don't necessarily know about. She's in Chicago. And then James Wesley Rawls, the survival preparedness author, and nobody knows where he lives. Larry Nichols, when he was alive in Arkansas. So we had some really neat remote seminars where I would host them, and the experts would participate. And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great to have this kind of thing here at the campground with Kyle instructing with me, and Kathy, and so many others, Bert, Craig. Now, Sergey wants to be here in person because that's easy. It's just Springfield. It's an hour away. And then Rich wants to do it as well, Rich Sheehan. So, and possibly Captain John Reagan. And, faculty is pretty big. So those are some of the thoughts, and I think it would be a blast, an absolute blast. We could have a cookout with all of us, let's say 20 to 50 of us. It can't be too big. It would be tough to have it bigger than 50. But I think it would be a hoot, an absolute hoot, and it would gain momentum. And you get a chance to see if we're for real or not, firsthand with your own eyes. Kyle, any comments before we go back to the wheels?
No, I just would encourage people to come. I think it would be good, especially people that live in a city, even if it's a small town. When you're constantly living inside of a town, and it's one of those things where your mind gets used to a set of parameters, and it needs to be able to quiet down to see if it can see outside of those parameters. And I think it would be really wise for people to come out, spend some time, downtime, thinking time. Vince, you know me, I like thinking about things, and I like considering the psychology of people. And there's a saying, an old-time saying, and I'm sure you have probably heard it, but it's something I've been thinking about a lot lately. And it's this, that people don't really want the truth. What they really want is reassurance that what they believe is the truth. And I think that's really true in the sense that every newscast that you hear and everything coming over the media, I think people need to look at what they're listening to with that filter. Is it really the truth, or do you think you can really trust anything coming out of the mainstream media? Just like they said, the United States only grew, the GDP only grew at 2.1% last October through December. What a crock of bull. When you're dealing with 20 or 30% actual inflation, chances are the economy contracted about 18%. And that's and when they threw out everything they possibly could to only what they wanted to hear, then they could tell you that it grew at 2. So I hear the music, and we can hit the wheels on the other side.
Kyle's with us. That was extremely well said. People don't want to hear the truth. What they want is reassurance that what they believe is the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Casualties are reported after two Army helicopters collided and crashed over Kentucky. The 101st Airborne Division said there were several casualties after two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near Fort Campbell. Last night's witness, James Hughes, heard the collision.
Two helicopters came over pretty low and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang, and everything shut down just all of a sudden. So we jumped the truck and came over here, and that's what we found, two helicopters. So.
The choppers crashed in a field just over an hour's drive northwest of Nashville, Tennessee. In the aftermath of a deadly tornado that struck Mississippi last Friday, President Biden and First Lady will travel to Rolling Fork tomorrow. Nothing public is on the president's schedule for today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The focus I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's
hot... Your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about this situation that happened on the L.A. freeway. So, allegedly, it was a full-size Chevrolet pickup, relatively late model, and it was traveling down the freeway in a slower lane than, not the slowest lane, and not the, and there are two lanes to the left of it. A small SUV came along behind it on the driver's side, and just as it was going to overtake the pickup truck, the left front wheel came off the pickup truck. The SUV ran over the front wheel. flipped the SUV up in the air about 10 feet, and it came crashing down, landed upside down, and everybody seemed to be okay. Then, right after the car landed, after going airborne, the wheel caught up with the SUV. It must have hit a vehicle behind the SUV and came forward again and slammed into the back of the SUV. So why does this happen? Kyle had some really good explanations. One, rusted lug studs, bolts, not torquing the wheel properly. The lug nuts could have come off. So it could have been a rust situation. It could have been an improperly torqued wheel. It could be something that we see more often than we'd like. Let's say a wheel has 5 nuts that hold it on. Now, 4 of them are there. Now, whoever worked on it last didn't put the 5th one in, didn't have the 5th one, stripped the 5th one, for whatever reason has 4 out of 5. And that really puts extra strain on the bolts that are still holding the wheel on. We've seen even 2 lug nuts missing on a 6 lug wheel. That's another possibility, that the studs broke. Another possibility is that the tires and wheels were larger than specified by the original equipment manufacturer. Now, Kyle didn't have the advantage of seeing this, but I looked at the vehicle very, very carefully in the video, and it looks like, to me, the wheels were oversized. What that means, and the tires, what that means is that sticking out from the fenders, you can see more tire than you normally would with original equipment tires and wheels. And what that does is that can add extra weight, depending on the size of the tire. A larger tire generally weighs more than a smaller tire. That's just a fact of life. And that means that the tire is hanging out there on a wheel that is probably a little larger than in diameter and width than the original equipment wheel. What that does is that puts extra strain on the wheel bearings or the hub, which has wheel bearings inside it. So think of it like this, and it's called offset. So offset is the distance from the center line of your wheel to the mounting pad, which would be the brake drum, the hub, or the disc rotor, whichever the case may be. So the offset is the distance from the center line of your wheel to the mounting pad. If the mounting pad is closer to the face of the wheel from the center line, then it's called positive offset. If the mounting pad of the wheel is at dead center of the center line of the wheel, that's a zero offset. And if the mounting pad of the wheel is closer to the backside of the wheel from the center line, that's called negative offset. So that means that when they put wider tires and wider wheels on a vehicle, they have to change the offset, because the wheel and tire will bang into the front control arms that allow the wheel to go up and down when you hit bumps. So they have to put the wheels out farther for much wider tires. And you've all seen this. You look at these vehicles and you go, boy, what an idiotic setup that is. Well, it's actually correct. It is an idiotic setup. But it's allowed to be sold in many states. And the offset puts extreme pressure on the bearings. Now, let me give you an example of what we mean by this. So you go to the supermarket and you buy a bag of sugar. 4 pounds. It used to be 5 pounds, but now it's 4 pounds. So you buy a bag of sugar. Now, when you carry that from the shelf, let's say your cart is 20 feet away, you carry that bag of sugar from the shelf to your cart. Do you hold it with your arms stretched out as far as you can? Or do you hold that bag of sugar close to your chest? Obviously, you hold it close to your chest, because it would be impossible for many people to hold a 4-pound weight with an arm fully extended. Well, that is the analogy of what offset is. So think about that analogy and the wheels being pushed out and the strain on your shoulder by trying to carry that bag of sugar with your arm stretched out. That's the extreme example of what a negative, I'm sorry, what a offset is like when the wheels are pushed out. So the strain on the bearings can cause the bearings to fail. And when the bearings fail, you can lose a wheel, exactly like what happened. Now, I don't know what the exact cause is. It could have been rust. It could have been loose lug nuts. It could have been a bearing failure, a hub failure. But it happened. And it's really dangerous. And there was virtually little warning, maybe a half a second, for the guy in the SUV that got flipped up in the air. Now, what about the truck? Do you think the truck would have felt some of this? Absolutely. Absolutely. If the lug nuts were loose, you'd have, I don't know, maybe a minute warning before the wheel came off. If the bearings had failed, there'd be slop in the steering suspension. There'd be handling issues. It'd be hard to keep the vehicle going straight. The driver had to know. In my opinion, the driver of the truck that had the wheel come off had to know before the wheel came off that there was something wrong. Had to know. Kyle, any comments about that?
I agree totally, Vince. I will say this, you know, folks, when you see those wide tires, you're dealing with a vehicle, say a pickup, even just like a half-ton extended cab pickups, probably in the 3,500-pound range, depending on, you know, how old or new it is. And if you divide 3,500 pounds, or let's just say 3,000 pounds, 3,000 pounds up into four sections, you have 750 pounds per wheel. And if the bearings, which are in the center line, are on the edge, you know, the inside edge of your, the tire, the rim, and you extend that rim out to be able to put these great big wide tires on there, you're doing just exactly what Vince said there with the sugar. You're putting a lever from the outside edge of the tires, pushing on the top of the tire toward the cab. That's where the pressure is being put on the those bearings. So every time you're rolling the tire down the road, moving, the pressure on the top side of the bearings is going to be greatly increased, because that's which way, and the bottom side is going to be pulling out, and the top side's going to be pushing in. So that's why your bearings will wear out a lot sooner. I just happened to think of one other thing I saw, Vince, one time. The guy had put on a different set of tires, rims, completely different on his truck, and the rims were set up to take what's called a deep lug nut that has a sleeve that slides into the rim in order to make contact down there and hold it tight. It has a little sleeve in there to take it. Well, he didn't have it. He didn't have any of those, and he put a regular lug nut on that, and basically he had about, I'd say close to maybe only about a quarter inch of the lug nut was what was all the way around this. It was a six lug Chevy as well, but he only had about a half of the lug nut on the rim to push that rim in and hold it on. And if you do that where there's any kind of slop, it will vibrate those right off. That's another potential thing that could have happened.
Absolutely. And with Mercedes wheels, we know most about Mercedes vehicles. We kind of specialize in them here at the forum. And Mercedes wheels have different thicknesses of the wheels. So the aluminum magnesium alloy wheels, some of them are thicker, some of them are a little thinner, and depending on the style. And I'm talking about factory wheels. I'm not talking about aftermarket wheels. I'm talking about factory wheels. And a lot of engineering goes into the wheels, how many spokes they have, how strong they are, how they can handle side pressure, like an extreme turn, how they can handle potholes, and so forth. Well, there are different wheels, different thicknesses of the wheel metal. And sometimes the lug bolts are different lengths. So they screw into the disc rotor, for example, a specific amount, about a half an inch. And that's it. And if you have the wrong length lug bolts, and they are, let's say, a quarter of an inch too short, just a quarter of an inch, and if you just pick them up casually, you might not notice that one's a quarter of an inch shorter than another. If that were the case, and it only threads in half the way, meaning instead of threading in a half an inch into the threads of the hub, you don't have enough threads to hold that wheel on. So the wrong lug bolts or lug nuts could be another problem. And then there's a face of, if you have lug nuts, there are different faces where the lug nut contacts the wheel, and they have different angles. Some are flat, some are angled, some use washers. If you use the wrong lug nuts, you can have exactly the problem that Kyle's been talking about. So it's really, really important that whoever works on your vehicle knows what in the heck he or she is doing, because it can get you killed. I'm very serious about this. We see more cases of problems with vehicles than we have ever seen in our lives. I've never seen so many dumb, careless, reckless mistakes that have caused the owners of the vehicles enormous amounts of money. And I'll tell you about some of those in just a minute. But staying on the subject of lug bolts and wheel nuts, we had another case, another Mercedes. We're changing the tires. And we have air tools, impact tools, really long breaker bars. I submit to you that most people do not have a breaker bar to remove bolts or loosen bolts that's over 2 feet long. I submit to you most people don't have those. And I can tell you that with a 25.5-inch breaker bar, half-inch drive, we couldn't get some lug nuts off a Mercedes. I'll tell you how we did it when we come back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us in Montana, and we're talking about auto mechanics. And we're talking about lug nuts and wheels falling off and why this happens and what you need to think about. So we've had a couple vehicles come in lately, Mercedes, for tire replacement. And that means you jack up the vehicle, put on the lift, and take the lug bolts out. And there are two kinds of fasteners for wheels. One is lug nuts, and the other is lug bolts. So a lug bolt is like a bolt with a tapered seat that holds a wheel on. Mercedes and some other European vehicles use them. And then lug nuts are typically used in American vehicles. So you have studs that protrude through the wheel, and then you put these lug nuts on. So two different types of fasteners. And what we found was that with tires that, and wheels that have been mounted for several years, let's say 3, 4, 5 years, the salt on the road creeps into the threads of the lug bolts and rusts them in place. Even with Mercedes, which uses top-of-the-line, best, world-class, best-you-can-get lug bolts. There's no question in my mind that they're world-class. But they still rusted in place on two separate vehicles. And it's because of the road salt. And we talked, Kyle and I talked about this in class before, and there's several ways of removing them if they're rusted in place. You know, one is you could try a lubricant such as PB Blaster or a spray lubricant of some kind. Another would be acetone, 50% mixed with 50% automatic transmission fluid. And there are others like Liquid Wrench makes a spray that you can use for loosening nuts and bolts. It's a penetrating type oil or lubricant. Well, none of those worked. So what we did was we used a torch and we heated up, and this was on a Mercedes, we heated up the rotor, the disc rotor that the lug bolts were threaded into. And we heated them, and it took two of us. Our son had the torch, he was holding it through the slot in the wheel, and the vehicle was jacked up and on safety stands. And I held the non-contact thermometer, and I measured the temperature through another slot in the wheel to determine the temperature of the disc rotor. And we heated it up until it just made a crackling sound. And that was the expansion of one metal, meaning the cast iron of the disc rotor, expanding greater because it was being heated than the wheel, which is an aluminum alloy wheel. You could hear just a slight crackling. And that told us that that was the time when we should spray with one of those red long spray nozzles, the PB Blaster, after we shook it up, because it has Teflon in it. We shook it up, sprayed it between the wheel, the backside of the wheel, and the disc rotor, right where that lug bolt went through. And then we sprayed a second spray, not a lot of spray, just, you know, and we did it twice, and then we lowered the vehicle so that the wheel and the tire would contact the ground and not spin. And then we tightened, the exact counterintuitive thought of what you might want to do, we tightened the lug nut, and then we loosened it, and it came off. So we tried an air impact wrench. We tried a 25.5-inch breaker bar. Now, you could put a 10-foot cheater pipe on a breaker bar and then break the lug bolt off. I mean, that doesn't do any good. And by the way, when you do these kinds of things, I suggest that you wear safety goggles, that you wear leather gloves, and that you, for protection of your hands, in case the breaker bar, and I'm not saying use a 10-foot pipe on the end of a breaker bar. I'm not suggesting that at all. We didn't do that. But what we did was we used an impact socket, which is a black socket rather than a chrome socket. There are different materials used in these sockets. And we use a 6-point socket on a 6-point lug bolt because a 12-point socket would have less contact area and could spin and strip the head of the bolt. So that's what we did. We tightened it. And what we do is, you don't have to push with your hands for something like this. You could actually put your foot on the end of the breaker bar and push down if you put the breaker bar in the right direction. You can either lift up or push down. So what we do is put our foot right at the end of the breaker bar and gently push down. And that's what did it. So we tightened it first until it just cracked, and then, and I don't mean broken, it just slipped. The face of the lug bolt slipped on the wheel, which was what we wanted to do, spun on the wheel just a fraction of a degree, and then we loosened it, turning it the other direction. And Kyle had a great solution with using a refrigerant to cool down one of the surfaces, but I couldn't find the tool to do that. So that was one of the thoughts. And they have a new tool called an induction wrench. I don't have one, but I'm going to look into it. And that's for heating. And maybe it makes sense. Have to learn more about that, but I'd love to hear Kyle's comments on what we had to do. It took over an hour to get 3 stuck lug bolts off this vehicle. And I don't know if mechanics really have that much time anymore to spend an hour getting lug bolts off. We'll be right back for Kyle's comments after the news and commercial.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.